Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Flora Bell. Address is 991 Vermont Street, Gridley, California, 95948, phone 530-846-2089. ID is XXXXXX761, date of birth 5/14/1925, 98-year-old, widowed, retired woman, Northern California bakery drivers. Her insurance is Medicare / NCBD Security Fund. Pharmacy is Rite Aid Gridley, 530-846-3334. It's address 2. Dr. This is how it's spelled, A-N-U-R-A-D-H-A. Last name is S-H-A-N-M-U-G-H-A-M-M-D. Below that, internal medicine. Below that, Adventist Health and Write Out. Physician Group. /225 Spruce Street, Gridley, California, 95948-2215, phone 530. /846-5655. Below that, it should be 530-751-4294. Below that, it should be 530-751-4255, parenthesis, fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of longstanding and persistent, quote, dizziness, unquote. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring. Flora Bell for neurological evaluation of her dizziness. New paragraph. Flora was accompanied today by her daughter, who provided supportive information. New paragraph. Flora is a septuagenarian who has a lifelong history of apparent youth and good health. New paragraph. She currently is taking no medication other than supplements, which include fish oil and vitamin D and E. New paragraph. She did not indicate a history of substantial, but there is some ongoing fatigue and daytime somnolence for which she naps. New paragraph. She does describe some symptoms of dysomnia with nocturnal arousals and occasional difficulty returning to sleep for several hours. New paragraph. Her overall neurological examination by observation day is completely normal. She stands easily. Has no difficulty getting out from a low chair. She walks without a festinating gait or obvious ataxia. although she's been advised to use a wheelchair at home and a cane when she travels to minimize any chance of falls, which would be catastrophic for her at her age. New paragraph. She is alert, oriented, and appropriate, inquisitive, and intelligent, with a sense of humor. New paragraph. New paragraph. At rest, when with movement, there is no tremor, obvious dyspraxia, or difficulty with utilization of her hands and fingers. She completed the information for the questionnaire with very legible and complete handwriting and complete answers of her questions. New paragraph. Sensory testing was deferred today, but there are no complaints of hypoesthesia. New paragraph. I did not see any ataxia on ambulatory examination. New paragraph. There's no obvious cranial nerve impairment or complaints of diplopia. New paragraph. Her immediate recent remote memories all appear to be preserved. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation with symptoms of what she describes as, quote, dizziness, which is more apparently lightheadedness and not positional vertigo, for which testing has been completed and was unremarkable, I believe that she's at risk for symptoms of lightheadedness on two bases. Number one, malnutrition. New paragraph, the lack of utilization of standard vitamins may put her at risk for clinical symptoms that may be generalized. Number two, her history of dysomnia, daytime somnolence and fatigue and sleepiness is most likely a manifestation of nocturnal respiratory disturbance, which be extraordinarily common at her age. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and these findings with this presentation, following our discussion today, I'm electing to do the following. Number one, we will obtain laboratory testing to exclude malnutrition, for which therapeutic intervention would be useful. Number two, we will obtain a home sleep study to exclude sleep-disordered breathing and sleep apnea that would be contributory and a common presentation with lightheadedness for this disorder. A new paragraph, I'm giving her a prescription for a women's daily vitamin to take for women over 50. A new paragraph, we're scheduling her for a follow-up with the results of her laboratory and diagnostic testing. New paragraph, I will send a follow-up report then with considering further evaluation recommendations, I respect with my professional signature.